we are here at the Doncaster Expo and I am joined by Linda and Kelly. Tell us more, both Linda and Kelly, who you are, what you do, where you're from.
So we're from Helping Hands Community Centre at Edlington. So we're a community centre that support predominantly the south of the borough, but we do Doncaster wide, all over.
We have many events on at the centre, from daycare, we've got a cafe,
charity shop.
We have lots of people coming in through the day for different things. We can help with benefits, and we support the whole community.
The majority of things do you find you're finding people you support them with? What?
Obviously, at the minute, we support a lot of people with cost of living crisis, a lot of people to support with the benefits. So we have an in-house benefit support team, and then we also host lots of other things. So citizens advice are based with us. We also have Stop Smoking Clinic, lots of like mental health stuff and health and wellbeing type things, really.
So is it open every day and it's like a drop-in place to just go in and visit whenever?
Yep, so we're open Monday to Friday, 9-4, and anyone can just drop in. We've got IT Suite that's open to the public all week, as well as the cafe, and they can come and sit. And just get a cup of tea and a chat and talk to anybody, really.
Oh, great. So you don't need an appointment, it's just
No. Some things require appointments. So citizens advice, generally, you ring up and book an appointment. You book an appointment with a benefits team, but you can just call in at any point and we can get somebody that can help you and assist in stuff.
Great. And what are you hoping to get from the expo today while you're here?
Branching out, really. So we predominantly support the south, but we are Doncaster based and we're looking at reaching out into other areas as well and see what support, what other people we can pull in to help make our community centre bigger and better.
Do you look for business support and sponsorship?
We are a charity, so we are a registered charity with its own right, but we also support we support grassroots charities as well. So we support the local football team. We do sponsor for them on their clothing and stuff, and then we also get people that do like events for us to be able to produce some funds to put back into the community to support the community.
Oh, great. So how far outreach do you go at the moment?
It's currently just the south, but we do have connections with like the north and the east as well, but we do predominantly support the south, but it is Doncaster wide.
Okay. And Linda, what do you think is the best part of what you're doing in Edlington?
That is for all ages. Anybody can come in, the support for the children. We have activities through the summer, Christmas events. But then we've also got things for the older ones. One of our older ones is 90-year-old, comes to the bingo, likes to have a flutter. Yeah. But we're there for all ages.
Are you always fundraising yourselves as well, a lot of these events?
Yeah, we got these guys did Tough Mudder last year to raise funds for the bus. And
we're doing Tough Mudder again this year.
Are you in training? Where are you doing that one?
Tough Mudder that we're doing at Skipton.
Brilliant. Well, good luck with that. I hope it doesn't rain on the day.
I know, me too. Thank you.
Thank you very much.